Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to motivate and inspire others to push limits, test boundaries, and climb personal ladders of success. I'm Tawny Bro, I'm your host, and I'm so excited to have with us today, Adriana Foster. You may recognize that name because she is a singer-songwriter that is very well known in the Latin American market. She was also on NBC's Spanish version of The Voice in 2019. So she has taken this talent, this amazing talent she has, and created a practice of supporting both women and men to really empowerment and self-expression through her philosophy of being loud. Loud is loving, open, unapologetic, and deserving. She does this through hypnotherapy, where she fuses music and consciousness to inspire transformational growth. It is really inspiring and amazing to listen to. She has over 17 years in the music and personal development worlds. She's worked with thousands of people, guiding them in their own unique journeys back to truth, authenticity, and freedom. So welcome with us today, Adriana Foster.
Everything's good. So good to see you, my dear. So good to connect.
Yes. So let's just roll right into this. Thank you so much for joining me today on Books, Beauty, and Business.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Me too. So I really want to know all the things. You have such an amazing history and an amazing story, and what you're doing right now is so transformational. Tell me a little bit, like, just let our audience know a little bit about your story.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, I'm very excited to be here. I think that this space that you're creating for entrepreneurs to share their stories, I'm so excited about it. So it's an honor. Thank you. And I was born in Mexico. I am a firm believer that humans can have the life that they want. And I experienced throughout my childhood and my life a lot of traumatic events that held me back and that kept me into what I call silence, right? A lot of trauma. And my experience is that when you go through a lot of trauma and when you experience a lot of silence in your childhood, when you grow up, you forget who you are and you forget to be in touch with the core values of what makes you a unique human being. And you forget that you actually have the space to, you know, have the life that you want. So for that reason, I decided to heal myself, to break all stereotypes and to be unique. I started my career as a professional singer when I was 13 years old, and I started my journey of self-help and personal development, and life has got me to evolve into a space where I was able to merge music and personal development, and I am a motivational singer and an authentic self-expression trainer that teaches people how to break their silence, how to heal their toxic patterns, their toxic beliefs, their trauma, so they can have the life that they want the same way that I did it. I love sharing that same knowledge and helping people achieve their happiness beyond whatever it is that they learned or whatever they believe that they can have. So there you go. That's a little bit of me.
Love it. Well, and I was reading a little more about you, and you do a regression therapy. And
yes.
Okay. And I'm curious, is that like, if you had this trauma as a child that you were able to overcome, is that part of your program?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. So part of practicing authentic self-expression is getting to a space where you can connect with the truth of who you are, right? Which I call your voice. So your voice is your identity, your proposal, your talents. You know, everybody here has a voice, and we all have something to give to the world. We all come here to serve, right? So because of all the trauma that we experience, like I was telling in my story, that I call it silence, because of all the traumatic things that we experience, whether it's in our personal family, when we have abuse, when we experience abandonment, rejection, or in our society, you know, there's so many things that happen in our society that shape us to believe that we're not good enough, that we're not allowed to speak up, that we're not allowed to, you know, with women, there's a lot of stereotypes with women, that we're not allowed to have big careers or have both a life of a mother and a professional career, you know, many, many things. It doesn't matter what happens to you. We learn how to be silent. We learn how to dim that voice and how to shape our lives based on what other people want or what other people find acceptable. So the way that I help people to get to authentic self-expression, the way that I teach them, one of the techniques is through reconstructive regression hypnosis. It's a hypnotherapy, a type of practice hypnotherapy that teaches you through regressions how to get to the core of your challenge. Why is it that you have low self-esteem? Why is it that you're not confident? Why is it that you are not making money in your business? Why is it that you are experiencing phobias, anxiety, stress? So we go to the core of it and we understand what happened in your childhood, especially the first 7 years of your life, which are the most critical, right? Because it's when the brain is developing. What happened in your childhood that shaped you this way and that created this pattern, this programming that tells you that you're not good enough and that you have to suffer in social settings or whatever your case is, right? Through reconstructive regression therapy, we get to that core, we heal it, and then we reconstruct it and we recreate the same behaviors in the same space of subconscious that you program those behaviors, we recreate new behaviors. So if you're struggling with anxiety, we create peace. If you're struggling with rejection, low self-esteem, we create confidence and empowerment, right? And all of that through a certain, you know, series of practices through reconstructive regression therapy and through my Be Loud coaching, which is part of the program of teaching you how to be in full authentic self-expression.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And it's amazing to think how important that first 7 years are. Because if you're saying that a lot of what we bring with us into our adulthood around our limiting beliefs or those ideas are happening at that period of time. Can you share with me like how you start that process? Is it kind of like you're getting sleepy? You know, like,
yeah, that's a great question. So
like what is that? How does that start?
Of course. So there is a lot of misconception about hypnotherapy and what hypnosis really is, right? You see in the TV, like somebody puts a clock and you're going to fall asleep and you're not going to remember anything. And no, that's not at all what hypnotherapy is. Hypnosis is a natural state of focused concentration, something organically that we experience, every one of us experience every single day of your life. When you're very concentrated on watching a movie, have you ever been watching a movie that you're so concentrated that you forget about time? Or that you're like, oh my God, I didn't know what happened. Like I was so into the movie. That is per se the term that we utilize to call, the state of the brain that goes into those moments, right? That is hypnosis. Now, what I do is that I induce that state of focused concentration to ask you several questions and for you to get several acknowledgements, answers, realizations of things that in a normal setting you probably wouldn't. In order for us to discover the underlying causes of your behaviors, of your toxicity, right? So a great way to explain hypnosis is, this is for everybody that is listening. If you ever forget something, you forget a name or you forget where you put your keys or something like that, I want you to close your eyes, take deep breaths and relax and relax and relax. And then when you're super relaxed, try to remember. And I promise you 9 times out of 10, you will. Just because when we relax, we get into that part of the brain that holds those memories that we can normally not access. Yet in hypnosis, you don't lose consciousness, you don't fall asleep, you will remember everything that I say, that we do. It's nothing out of your control. Your mind is 100% of the times always in control.
Okay, and that makes sense too, like that relaxed state allows you to kind of focus and it quiets all the noise, I guess, that has your attention, right? And it allows you to focus in that area. I'm definitely going to try that next time I lose my keys. For sure.
Yes, do. I promise you. Nine times out of 10, your brain will be like, oh, okay, this happened, right? This is where I put my keys.
Yeah. And I think people are a little hesitant because they have seen that, like, that show or whatever that has some guy walking around barking like a dog or like acting like a chicken. You're just like, what? No.
Yes. Yes. No. And that is different. That is called stage hypnosis. That is something completely different that I don't practice. I always tell my clients, I wish I was trained for stage hypnosis. My life would be so much more fun. But no, that's not what it is. Clinical hypnotherapy is one of the most effective methods, actually, to change toxic behaviors, to overcome depression, anxiety. I work with a lot of people that have been struggling with PTSD for 15 years, and with hypnotherapy, we resolve it in 2 months, 3 months. So it's a very, very transformational practice. It's something super powerful that can truly support others for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's the misconception too of how powerful your brain and this energy and this hypnosis can be for you. Because I've also heard that, like, to quit smoking, if you go through a process with a hypnotherapist, it's like an easier thing to get over. Just amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, hypnosis is really good for quitting smoking, for weight loss. Now, here's the thing, right? There's different areas and different branches, I would say, of hypnosis, different ways of practicing hypnosis. The hypnosis that is most common and that people know a lot about when it comes to quitting smoking and weight loss is the hypnosis based on suggestions, right? So that is when you almost fall asleep, you're super relaxed, and then the hypnotherapist is telling you you're gonna quit smoking, right? In my experience, I don't necessarily like that and I don't practice that. Because the way that I've experienced my personal life and my professional career for 10 years is that there's always an underlying cause of why you smoke, or why you have a certain relationship with food, or why you hold a certain weight in your body, right? There's always an underlying cause for that. So until you don't find that underlying cause, you might actually cease the activity of smoking, but you're going to replace it with someone else, with something else, right? Usually in my experience, smoking is something that happens when you want to fill a void of something. So if you're not filling it with a cigarette, you're going to fill it with alcohol, you're going to fill it with food, you're going to fill. So we don't want to just get rid of the behavior. We want to understand what is causing the behavior and to heal that, because at the end of the day, everything comes from a wound that you haven't healed from your childhood. I promise you, I know that a lot of people sometimes are skeptic about this, but everything comes from a wound on your childhood. When you have a problem in your life, when you have a challenge, when something is happening, when something recurrent happens, you know, I know people that go from one toxic relationship to another, to another, to another, from one toxic job to another, from gaining weight to losing weight to gaining weight, from losing money, just recurrent situations in your life, there is an underlying cause of that in your childhood with some specific wound that you haven't processed, with some trauma that you haven't grieved. And the key to resolving that and changing this behavior is to grieve that trauma, to process that wound, to process that toxic emotion that happened in your childhood in order for you to release it, learn from it, grow from it, and create space for a new behavior to come into your life so you can create new results. That's how we work. That is how life works. And, you know, when we understand that, life can become considerably easier for sure.
Would you say, like, everybody, like, needs, like, you know how you're like, everyone needs a therapist, everyone needs to, like, do you feel like everyone needs to go through a practice like this to get to their next level?
Well, here's the thing, right? I don't like the word needs. Like, I tell my clients all the time, you don't need me. Because at the end of the day, everybody does shadow work in whatever way they want to do. This is how we call, you know, the work of transformation and healing yourself and growth, right? Shadow work. We all do shadow work in different ways. Like, I've seen couples that the girl does shadow work in a way and the guy does shadow work in another way, completely different way. So I don't like to put, you know, a picture of how things should be. What I can tell you is that whether we want it or not, we are here in this planet to grow. We are here in this life to grow. This is what happens in life. And the way that we grow and that we are supposed to grow, or that we could grow if we made the choice of it, is through pain. Pain is here to teach us how to grow and evolve. So it's basically up to each person how you do it and what is the level of difficulty that you choose for it. The more you resist the pain, the more you resist the growth, the more you will suffer. Suffering is optional. Pain is needed. Pain is a super important part of our evolution as humans. But the more we resist it, the more we resist the process of growth, the more we will suffer. So to answer your question, I don't think everybody needs hypnotherapy. No. There's many different modalities that can support you in doing shadow work. But I do think that we all grow. Everybody grows. So it's up to us to make the choice whether we want to go with the growth, we want to evolve with that growth and make life work for us, or we want to resist it and we want to experience suffering and going against life, basically.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's kind of like mind-blowing with how you described the pain and growth, but it so makes so much sense.
It's true. It's very, very true. And, you know, of course we're going to resist pain. Nobody wants to feel pain. Pain is not nice, you know, but the truth is that the more we resist the pain, the more suffering we will have. So when we get to a space where we can acknowledge our pain, when we can welcome our pain and just ask ourselves the question, why is this here? What is this here to teach me? What's the lesson? How can I grow from this? I promise you, something that can be extremely painful for years and years and years, you can process it in a few months or days. There's actually a rule. I just don't remember exactly the rule, so I don't want to quote it specifically, but there's a rule that there's like a certain amount of seconds that our nervous system process one emotion, you know, in specific amount of seconds. And once, if we wouldn't have put any resistance, we can literally grieve. And I think it's like 67 seconds or something like that. We can grieve like this fast because our nervous system is created for that. The thing is that, you know, we're so afraid to grow because we are so attached to how things look like. And the attachment of how things look like come from the way that we are raised to believe how things should look like, right? What our mom told us, what our dad told us, what our family believes, what we believe is right or wrong. When we are growing up, we start setting up all of those labels. This is right. This is wrong. I should do this. I should not do this. This is good. This is bad, right? So based on that, we go through our lives attaching ourselves to that picture. And sometimes life throws you curveballs that is like, no, you get to create a new picture. And the more we attach ourselves to what we think we know, the more we will suffer. So my recommendation to everybody is just surrender. There's a lot of things that you don't know. Be open to being wrong. If you're open to being wrong and to growing, life is going to be way easier for you. And if you have trouble for that, reach out. Hypnotherapy can definitely certainly help you.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see what a benefit it would be for people, especially to heal and to understand. You know, sometimes they just don't even know the reason or the why behind it. So to find that and then to heal it, I see how powerful that could be.
Absolutely. And this is what, you know, this is the core of life. Just understanding where you come from. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. I always tell my daughter, she's 9 years old, that whenever she sees a kid that is angry or that is mean to other kids, that what that kid really needs is a hug, because everybody has a story. And, you know, when we become in a certain way that is not happy or joyful, when we become mean or angry, or just we create toxic behaviors, is because there's a wound that we haven't processed. So really, we all need just a hug. We all need some compassion, and to be compassionate with ourselves should be our main priority.
Well, you spend a lot of time and energy in helping heal people and in talking through this, and I can just imagine the focus and how exhausted that could be after doing this. So where or who do you look for inspiration?
That's a really good question. Well, I think first of all, more than anything, meditation is my go-to. Like, I would not be able to function without meditation. Meditation is where I ground, where I forget, or I let go of the things that I think I am, of the attachments of the ego that tells me, oh, you're a hypnotherapist, you're a singer, you're Adriana. Just, I detach from all of it and I go back to the core of just being part of it all, right? Is where I connect to the world where we're all connected, to the domain where we're all connected, where we're all one. And that helps me process a lot of things. That helps me disconnect from specific results that I want, or from things that I'm worried about, or from things that are attached to my psyche, right? That's number one. I love reading personal development books, of course. Wayne Dyer is one of my go-tos, definitely. Brené Brown is another one that I adore, I love. And lately, I've become a super, super fan of Abraham Hicks. I put his recordings from Esther Hicks recordings on YouTube, and I just, you know, listen to them over and over again. But I think that also one of the main source of you know, connection and empowerment is my daughter, my 9-year-old daughter. I just, you know, I want to create a better world for her, and I want to make sure that she knows her worth and she knows how to be happy. So pretty much everything that I do is for her.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Kids definitely change your life and your perspective and what's important, right? How you live your life and how you want their future to be. So
for sure.
I'm going to have your authors that you just mentioned, because that's always the next thing is like, what book do you recommend? So from Brené Brown and Wayne Dyer and Abraham Hicks, if you had a book that you said, I really want you to read this book, what book would it be?
Absolutely. So Wayne Dyer, I super, super adore Your Erroneous Zones. That was the first book that I read when I was 14, and it changed my life. Anybody that wants to start understanding personal development, that wants to start getting into the field of, let me understand myself. Why do I do this? Why do I have this behavior? Please read that book. Your Erroneous Zones is going to transform you. Brené Brown, I can, all of them. But my favorite is Daring Greatly. Daring Greatly and the way that she changes. Brené Brown was such a key piece for the personal development world in order to be able to explain how vulnerability is actually courage. It's actually something that, you know, for so many years it has been seen as a weakness and has been used against people, especially women and men, especially too. So the way that Brené Brown transforms that and shapes that and teaches you how to dare greatly in your life through vulnerability is just amazing. So I would definitely encourage you, if you're planning to start personal development work, shadow work, read Daring Greatly, because it's going to help you in this process of shadow work and transformation. It's going to give you all the tools that you need. Abraham Hicks, I love his YouTube recordings, you know, all the talks that she's given. My favorite ones are all about money and the way that money is. It reframes what money means, how abundance is made. You know, you take away he takes away the stigma around money. So I definitely, you know, encourage you guys to listen to that.
I love it. So, okay. So here's one for you. What is your favorite beauty tip?
What is my favorite? Say that again.
Beauty tip.
Beauty tip. Oh, wow. I've always been very connected with internal beauty. I've never been a makeup girl or a hair girl or a fashion girl since I was little. I've never been, and I love, adore the makeup tutorials, and my daughter's very fashionable. I'm not, I have no drops of that. But one thing that I've discovered for myself, right? Mm-hmm. Again, I don't do makeup a lot. I'm very, very simple. Is that self-care, like resting and giving yourself the space of like, okay, once a week, I'm going to give myself a massage. Once a week, I'm going to do my nails. Once a week, I'm just going to stare at the wall and be alone, right? Putting yourself as a priority for me is one of the tips number one. Like in myself, like I used to work so much. Like I would tell you that maybe 10, 11 years ago, I used to work like obsessively hours. And after working so much for like 6 months, I ended up in the hospital. And I realized how my body, my skin, like I would look at myself and I would look like my hair, like everything would look ugly. And, you know, when I started shifting my perspective, I changed my nutrition. I make sure that everything that I put in my body, is with mindfulness, and it nourishes me. When I started taking care of myself and I started putting self-care as my priority, I feel like I changed. My body changed, my image changed, I feel prettier. So, you know, that will be my tip. Take care of yourself, put your self-care as a priority, rest, eat well. And make sure that you have your me time before anything else, and you'll feel very pretty.
I think that's great advice.
Thank you.
Self-care. I always like to say I have three bubbles when I'm working: my creative time, where I'm creating new ideas and doing things, my work time where I'm doing revenue generating activity, and then my self-care. And as long as I'm balancing those three bubbles as evenly as I can, I feel I'm pretty satisfied across the board. But as soon as I let one of those go, there's trouble.
I agree for sure, 100%. And if I may, I would encourage you to be flexible, right, with those bubbles, because sometimes those bubbles, one of the bubbles is going to need more attention. And one of the bubbles that we judge a lot when it needs a lot of attention is the self-care, the rest. You know, I remember that, you know, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, I didn't know what taking breaks was. Like, literally, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I just didn't know. Like, I would work from 7 a.m. till 12 a.m. nonstop, like nonstop. And taking breaks for me was like a sign of weakness. And taking a day off was a sign of weakness, you know? So we have to be very mindful of that. So sometimes, you know, our bubble of self-care is going to require for us to take 2 weeks off. And sometimes our bubble of generating money is going to require for us to work 24/7 for 2 weeks. Right. So just make sure that you're flexible with these bubbles and that you know yourself what suits. Again, it's all about building a life that fits for you. That's another big thing that I tell my clients all the time. You know how everybody's like, oh, the millionaires do this and these are the habits of millionaire people and whatever. All of that is good, but pay attention to that and then find what suits for you. Mm-hmm. Because life gets to fit for you, not you get to shape to fit for life. That is super important that we remember. Otherwise, we will always be chasing, mm-hmm. you know, the market, chasing success. We want success to chase us. And it starts from you.
Yes, I love that. I love that. So, okay. Any additional, well, you just gave such great advice, but do you have any additional motivation or advice for the ladies listening?
Of course. I mean, I can talk for hours. what I would encourage everybody listening is, you know, just take a second and go inside your heart. You know, my daughter asked me a question yesterday that it made me think a lot. And I think this is the reason why I do what I do. She's 9 years old. She's going to be 10 in January. And she looked at me. She's like, Mommy, do you ever feel like there's two of you? And I was like, what do you mean, baby? She's like, yeah, like there's another voice inside of you. Like there's like this other person inside of you waiting to come out. And I was like, why do you ask me that? And she's like, no, because, you know, I feel like I'm growing. I feel like my old toys, you know, they don't appeal to me anymore. That these activities don't appeal to me anymore. Like I feel like my interests are changing. So I feel like another person is coming out of me, right? I think that was one of the wisest things that my daughter has ever said to me. I think it was super cute. But that is the biggest truth, though. That is 100% true. My advice to all the ladies listening and everybody that's listening is don't attach yourself to one version of you. Give yourself the opportunity to be in constant transformation. There's always one voice. There's always one core identity of who you are. But that doesn't mean that that identity cannot manifest itself in many different ways. We are allowed to have the life that we want exactly how we want it. It gets to look exactly how you want it. And when I say this, I mean this. And there's so many beliefs around that will prevent us to actually even thinking about it. So my suggestion to all of you today and my challenge to all of you today is think about what are the things that you would like to experience, that you would like to do, that you would like to embark on, that you have never even thought about. Because thinking about it will disappoint your family members, will let down your husband, your wife, your kids, your neighbors, your community, or yourself. Because thinking about it will make you feel despicable or sad or scared. I challenge you to think about it, because if it's in your heart and if it's in your mind and if it's knocking on the door, most likely there is something there to learn. There is an inner person waiting for you to create space for her or him to come out. And when it comes out, and if you give it the permission to flourish, I promise you, Your life will be exactly what you want, and there is no bigger fulfillment or freedom than living your life in authentic self-expression. So challenge yourself to hear that voice and ask yourself, would it be so bad if I actually did this? What would happen if I actually wanted this or chose this? And see what happens.
Oh, I love it. I love the advice, the wisdom, your inspiration. I see how it all just comes together for you. And I just want to thank you again so much for joining us today.
Oh my God, no, thank you.
This has been great. And it's given us a lot to think about. Like, you know, there's kind of a lot to process within the things that you said. So thank you so much. And I hope that we have you on again another time. And thank you again.
You're welcome so much. Thank you for the invitation. And I hope that this brings you a little bit of value. And I hope that everybody gets connected with their voices so they can be loud, because that's what the world needs, being loud. So thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening today. All of the topics and the books and the beauty tips will be listed below, along with all of Adriana's contact information. So if you need anything, until next time, you guys take care. Bye-bye.